A king torn between his conscience and his ambition, a queen thirsty for revenge, and a young girl whose dance triggered a fatal destiny. What dark forces led to the death of a holy and just man? What hidden secrets are revealed in the halls of Herod's palace? I invite you to dive into this epic tale of power, revenge, and sacrifice. Stay with us until the end and discover how the echoes of this tragedy still resonate today in our hearts and minds. But before we proceed, don't forget to subscribe and give this video a like. Your interactions are crucial in spreading God's message to more homes. Now, let's begin. In the vast and complex region of Judea, under the dominion of the powerful Roman Empire, a story of intrigue, power, and revenge unfolded. The Herodian dynasty, a family with Idumean and Jewish roots, ruled with a firm hand under Rome's watchful eye. This lineage, known for its alliances and internal conflicts, was a crucial piece in the political mosaic of the time. Amidst this backdrop, Herod Antipas, one of the tetrarchs of the dynasty, stood out for his shrewd character and ability to navigate the turbulent waters of Roman politics. As ruler of Galilee and Perea, Herod Antipas was a pragmatic man, concerned with maintaining stability and Rome's favor. However, his personal life was marked by controversies and scandals, especially due to his relationship with Herodias. Herodias, a woman of notable beauty, had been married to Herod Philip, half-brother of Herod Antipas. This marriage produced a daughter, Salome, but fate and ambition led her to marry Herod Antipas, her brother-in-law. A union that Jewish law considered illegal and that aroused fierce criticism among the pious. This act of transgression not only scandalized the people, but also drew the attention of an even more imposing figure on the religious scene of Judea, John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a charismatic and vehement preacher, known for his austere life and dedication to proclaiming repentance and the imminent arrival of the kingdom of God. His words resonated among the crowds, attracting followers from all over Judea and beyond. But it was not just his message that made him so influential, but also his courage to condemn injustices and sins, regardless of the position of those who committed them. Thus, John did not hesitate to raise his voice against the marriage of Herod Antipas and Herodias, publicly denouncing it as a violation of the law of Moses. John's frontal criticism did not go unnoticed. The people's admiration for John was immense, and his words had the power to ignite passions and provoke disturbances. Herod Antipas, though fascinated and somewhat respectful of John's righteousness, felt compelled to act to maintain order and stability in his territory. Under constant pressure from Herodias, who wanted to silence her fiercest critic, Herod ordered the arrest of John the Baptist. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias's sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, "It is not lawful for thee to have her," Matthew 14:3-4. John's imprisonment was not enough to calm the storm. Herodias, consumed by rancor, sought revenge, while John, imprisoned but unbroken, continued to be a figure of reverence and resistance for his followers. The tension between Herodias and John intensified each day, each representing opposing forces in a struggle of morality and power that inevitably led to a tragic outcome. This was the Judea of the time, a land where the fates of the powerful and the righteous forged stories that would endure through the centuries. Salome, daughter of Herodias, was a young woman of dazzling beauty. Her dark, penetrating eyes, long wavy hair, and graceful, slender figure made her a vision that captured everyone's attention. Despite her young age, she had already learned to use her charm and elegance to get what she wanted, a skill that did not go unnoticed at Herod Antipas's court. Herod Antipas's palace shone with a magnificence that reflected his power and wealth. The occasion was special, the Tetrarch's birthday, a celebration that gathered the most prominent members of Galilee and Perea's society. The halls were adorned with colorful carpets, and the tables were laden with exquisite dishes and fine wines. Musicians and dancers delighted the guests with their talents, while conversations filled the air with murmurs of politics and alliances. Amid this scene, Salome made her entrance. Her presence caused a murmur of admiration and anticipation among those present. Dressed in a light tunic that accentuated her youth and beauty, Salome prepared to perform a dance she had carefully rehearsed, knowing that all eyes would be on her. Her mother, Herodias, watched from a corner with a calculated look of expectation. The music began, soft at first, and Salome moved with grace and precision. Her movements were almost ethereal, each turn and step executed with a precision that mesmerized the spectators. The dance intensified, and Salome became the embodiment of beauty and sensuality, her gestures evoking a mix of innocence and seduction. The guests, captivated, followed her every move, and a sense of awe filled the hall. And when the daughter of Herodias danced, she pleased Herod. Matthew 14:6. Herod, sitting in a place of honor, watched with eyes full of admiration and desire as Salome danced. It was not just a display of skill and art, but also a demonstration of the power Herodias and her daughter could exert over him. When the music reached its climax and Salome concluded her performance with a final pose, the hall erupted in applause. Herod, intoxicated by wine and the charm of the dance, rose from his seat and, in a fit of generosity and embellishment, made a rash promise. And he swore unto her, "Whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee, unto the half of my kingdom." Mark 6:23. The guests held their breath, surprised by the magnitude of the promise. Herod had spoken with a conviction that left no room for doubt. Salome, still breathless from the dance, paused for a moment, surprised by the offer. She knew it was a unique opportunity, one that her mother had precisely anticipated. Salome left the main hall with Herod's promise ringing in her ears and hurried to her mother, Herodias, who was waiting in a secluded corner. Salome's heart pounded, aware of the magnitude of the offer she had just received. Herodias, with a calculating look, did not delay in responding. This was the opportunity she had long awaited. She had endured John's criticisms, his constant condemnation of her marriage to Herod Antipas, and the threat he posed to her position. Her face hardened as her eyes shone with a vengeful gleam, and she said, "The head of John the Baptist." Mark 6:24. Salome stood still for a moment, surprised by the severity of the request. However, her mother's determination was clear, and Salome knew there was no room for doubt. With a nod, she turned and returned to the main hall, ready to fulfill Herodias' will. The hall was in a tense silence, all eyes fixed on Salome as she returned. Herod, still standing, watched with curiosity and slight unease in his gaze. The young woman walked with firm steps to her stepfather's place and stopped before him. Taking a deep breath, she made her request, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." Matthew 14:8. A murmur of astonishment ran through the hall. Herod's expression instantly changed from curiosity to shock and sadness. He had not expected such a macabre request and knew that fulfilling it would have grave consequences. Herod felt a deep respect for John, knowing him to be a just and holy man. The idea of executing him filled him with sorrow and internal conflict, and the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his oath's sake and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. Mark 6:26. Finally, the reality of the power of words spoken in public prevailed. Herod, with a grim face and heavy heart, nodded in resignation. "Let her wish be fulfilled," Herod said, his voice barely a whisper. With this order, he sent a soldier to the prison where John the Baptist was incarcerated. The guests watched in silence, aware of the gravity of the moment. The decision was made, and Herod, unable to avoid the fate he had sealed, sat down again, weighed down by the sadness and internal conflict that tormented him. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought. Mark 6:27. The prison, a dark and damp place, was located in the bowels of Herod's palace, designed to contain those who posed a threat to the regime. The stone walls were cold and bare, and the air was filled with the smell of mold and decay. The soldier in charge of the execution, a robust man with a face hardened by years of service, walked with determined steps to John's cell. With the key in hand, he opened the heavy iron door and found John, who, despite the harsh conditions of his imprisonment, maintained a serene and dignified presence. John's eyes, unwavering in their calm, looked at the soldier without a trace of fear. In those final moments, John the Baptist accepted his fate with a tranquility that can only come from deep faith and conviction. He knew his life had fulfilled a greater purpose, and that his death would not be the end of his message. As the soldier informed him of the execution order, John bowed his head in acceptance, offering one last prayer in silence. The soldier, though accustomed to violence, could not help but be moved by John's serenity. He prepared the prisoner for execution, an act he would carry out with the same efficiency with which he had fulfilled numerous similar orders. In the heavy atmosphere of the cell, with the light of a flickering torch on the wall, the soldier raised his sword and, with a precise blow, beheaded John the Baptist, and beheaded him in the prison, Mark 6:27. John's head was carefully placed on a silver platter, an object now bearing a macabre and solemn charge. The soldier, task completed, carried the platter back to the main hall, where the celebration continued, though in a state of tense expectation. The murmurs and gazes of the guests followed his every move as he advanced through the hall. Finally, the soldier reached Salome, who was with her mother Herodias. Without uttering a word, he presented the platter with John's head. Salome, without hesitation, took the platter and offered it to her mother. Herodias, seeing her vengeance fulfilled, smiled. John's head, a symbol of her victory over the preacher who had challenged her honor, was now in her hands, and brought his head in a charger and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. Matthew 14:11. Meanwhile, John the Baptist's disciples, upon learning of his execution, quickly mobilized. With great reverence and sorrow, they retrieved their master's body and took it to a safe place for burial. John's loss was a devastating blow, but also a call to carry on his legacy. With tears in their eyes and heavy hearts, they gave John a dignified burial, promising to continue his mission of preaching repentance and justice. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. Matthew 14:12. Fear gripped Herod. He feared both divine wrath and the fury of the people. He wondered if John could indeed rise again, as some said, and seek vengeance on him from beyond the grave. Each night, the images of John and the disapproving looks of the guests haunted him, reminding him of the price of his actions. Herod knew the shadow of this tragedy would follow him forever, an indelible stain on his reign and soul. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, and said unto his servants, "This is John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him." Matthew 14:1-2. The story of John the Baptist's beheading is an epic tale that transcends time, encapsulating universal themes of power, revenge, and justice. Herod, trapped between duty and morality, succumbed to the pressure of keeping his word, revealing the dangerous consequences of misused power. Herodias, blinded by her desire for revenge, showed how the thirst for retribution can corrupt the soul and bring hollow satisfaction. Salome, despite her beauty and grace, became a victim of the powerful's machinations, losing her innocence in the process. The impact of these events endured, leaving an indelible lesson on the fragility of human justice and the inevitability of accountability, whether before the eyes of the people or a divine force. In the intertwining of these fates, John the Baptist's story stands as a monument to truth and courage, reminding us that, although justice may be delayed, it can never be completely silenced. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Psalms 37:28. After delving into this story full of passion, sacrifice, and justice, it is time to reflect on its lessons and seek within ourselves the peace and wisdom that only God can grant. I invite everyone to join in prayer, opening our hearts to divine guidance and asking for strength and discernment in our lives. Let us pray together. Almighty Lord, we come before you with humble and open hearts, grateful for your infinite wisdom and mercy. We ask that you grant us the grace to understand the profound lessons from the life of John the Baptist, a man of integrity and courage, who did not fear proclaiming the truth, even in the face of adversity. Grant us, Lord, the bravery of John, so that we may defend what is just and true in our own lives. Help us face our challenges with the same serenity and faith he showed in his final moments. May his example of dedication and devotion inspire us to live in a dignified and upright manner, always guided by your light. Father, we ask that you heal the wounds of rancor and revenge in our hearts. Help us find forgiveness and peace, as well as seek justice with love and compassion. May we never be led by hatred, but always seek reconciliation and mercy, remembering that true justice is in your hands. We pray, Lord, for those who, like Herod, find themselves trapped between power and morality. Illuminate their hearts and grant them the wisdom to make just and righteous decisions, guided by your will. May fear and doubt never obscure their judgment, but may they always seek the truth and the common good. We also pray for the innocent, like Salome, who find themselves entangled in situations whose consequences they do not fully understand. Grant all young people the clarity and strength to make wise and just decisions, and may they always find in you their guide and protection. Finally, Lord, we ask that you help us remember that although human justice may fail, your justice is eternal and perfect. May we always seek to live according to your commandments, loving and serving our brothers and sisters with all our hearts. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us the true path of love, sacrifice, and redemption. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this profound journey through the story of John the Baptist, Herod, and Salome. We hope you found inspiration and reflection in this epic tale and our prayer. If you enjoyed this content and wish to explore more biblical stories, we invite you to subscribe to our channel, Illustrated Prayer. Don't forget to give a like, activate the bell to receive notifications of new videos, and leave your comments below. Your opinions and reflections are very valuable to us. Also, share this video with your friends and family so they too can dive into the richness of these stories and find peace and wisdom in the Word of God. Thank you for being part of our community. God bless you.